Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q is about to show you how to get it done.
Queen.
Runway
Feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back, in your spine. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back, in your spine. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back, in your spine. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back, in your spine. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your back, in your spine. Feel it.
Mike Q.
iconic House of Revlon has been presented in national scandals many times, but has always prevailed. So on this night, it's your turn to make a scandal of your own. Saturday, October 11th, in Richmond, Virginia, the iconic House of Revlon brings you a national scandal. Some of your mini-grands include $500 for Butch Queen Realness, $500 for Drags Realness, $500 for Femme Queen Realness, $500 for Femme Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Legendary Butch Queen Face, $500 for Realness with a Twist, $500 for Legendary Performance, $500 for Best Dress, $500 for Butch Queen Vogue Femme, $600 for Butch Queen Runway, $750 for Legendary Runway, $900 for Femme Queen vs. Drag Performance, and $1,000 for Femme Queen Face in honor of Mother Danielle Revlon. So be on time and send out your best. We've seen it time and time again. Grand prize winners as a house with the most trophies. But tonight, it's the house with the most cash. Whoever's house has the most cash at the end of the night will be awarded an additional grand prize of $2,000, along with an 8-foot trophy. That's right, the House of Revlon brings you a national scandal. Saturday, October 11th, in Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Doors open at 11:45 p.m. Your commentators for the evening, the Scandalicious Duo. For tables, there's $200 apiece. Contact the iconic father himself, Tony Revlon. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, dated October 11th, a national scandal.
The icon pioneer, Larry Ebony, presents the 24-karat gold ball. All gold everything. Saturday, October 4th, in Dallas, Texas. Grand prize number one, tag team performance, The Lost Treasures of the Texas Republic, for $1,500. Grand prize number two, open to all realness, for $1,000. Grand prize number three, Femme Queen Face, the Battle of the Goddesses, for $750. Mini grand number one, Butch Queen Senior versus Junior Sex Siren, Hercules versus Aries, for $500. Mini grand number two, Tag Team Best Dressed, one male figure and one female figure, for $500. Mini grand number three, J-Rock Ebony presents the Ultimate Catboy for $500 and many other cash prizes. Again, that's Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. The icon, pioneer, Larry Ebony bringing you the 24-karat gold ball. All gold, everything. Texting with our bonding prosperity gets you in for free. For more information on Dallas Southern Pride events, contact J-Rock Ebony via Facebook under J-Rock Dupree or visit www.DallasSouthernPride.com for more details.
legendary mother Lisa Prodigy and Dante Balenciaga bring you Watch the Throne 2.0, Once Upon a Star, Statement and Legend, Saturday, September 27th in Washington, D.C. Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realness, Mr. Disney for $1,000. Fem Queen Realness, Pretty versus Banshee versus Executive versus Big Girls. Battle of the Girls. Pretty Girls as Sleeping Beauty. Banshee Girls as Princess Tiana. Executives as Mary Poppins. And Big Girls as your fairy godmother. All for $1,000. Open to all legendary performance, The Wizard. Ease on down this road for $1,000. Your mini grands include Fem Queen Sex Siren, Jane, Tarzan's loyal companion for $500. Fem Queen Perfect 10, Ariel, showcase in face, body, and realness for $500. Fem Queen Performance, Rapunzel, 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 let your hair down and bring us a heel just as high as you dare for $500, as well as a host of other cash categories. That's Watch the Throne 2.0, Once Upon a Star, Statement and Legend, presented by legendary mother Lisa Prodigy and Dante Balenciaga, Saturday, September 27th in Washington, D.C. Tables $200 each until August 1st. Thereafter, tables will be $250 each. Tables are seated, first pay closest to the stage. Admission $30 all night. Your commentators include the icon Jack Mizrahi, the icon MC Deborah, legendary RJ Carrington Balenciaga, and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Elite Beats by the one and only legendary Von Allure St. Laurent. For questions, comments, or concerns, send them over to watchthethrone2.0@gmail.com or visit Facebook's event page dated September 27th.
Yes, time. We're here. I think y'all can hear me. If you can hear me, RJ, can you inbox me? Let me know we're online. This is Marcus. You are here. Today is Monday, August 11th, and you are live with the Tinsel Shop crew, the number one ballroom station in America. All right. Hopefully Rodney comes on shortly. He was prepared, but he stepped on the offer. But we're here to, thank you, RJ, we're here to recap the weekend, the OKI Awards.
Baby, you ready for Big Daddy?
How hard do you want it? How hard do you need it? How hard do you want it? Come on. How hard do you need it?
Big Daddy.
How hard do you want it?
Say what? However do you need it. Say what? However do you need it. Well, we've played it once. So, great. Thank y'all for letting us know that y'all heard us. As I was saying before, the headliner's music came on. We're here to recap the OKI Awards Ball and the House of Mugler Toga Party this weekend in Atlanta. Heard it was very festive, and it looked like it was a definitely nice crowd. So congratulations to the House of Mugler and to Ron Lavin, Larry Mizrahi, and Opie Foray on their OKI Awards Ball. If there were any other balls this weekend, I think there was a Kiki Ball in Jersey, too. Y'all can call in and talk about that. don't want to leave anyone out. Yeah, so until then, we're going to hopefully Alexis Snow calls in and kind of shoot the ruse with me until I come on the line, until we're ready to start the recap of the recap. Are there any callers? Anybody want to say anything? Press 1, say anything until we ready to give the recap.
You have an incoming call.
Well, caller, you're live. Can I get a number,
Hello?
Please? Hi, how are you?
Hello?
Hello?
What's going on, this Bishop?
Switchboard tried it. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Why you say Switchboard tried it and then say how are you? That's phony.
No, that's not
funny.
That's fake as hell. I mean, that's real as hell. I said Switchboard tried
it. You said it the right time. You said it the right time. What's going on,
well,
Mark?
I just didn't expect to hear from you. But how are you?
I'm doing good, man. God's good, so yeah, you know. But yeah, you was talking about balls this weekend.
Yes.
Only balls I can talk about was my nutsack.
Okay, well, we're going to place you back on hold. And Jasmine Flasham, I'm not paid enough for all of that. Oh, there too was the DMV Vogue Nights that happened as well. I heard it was very festive this time, and the girls came out and played, and everybody had a good time. I heard there were some unfamiliar faces in the building, so if girls want to talk about that, we'll talk about that as well. Keep in mind, I kind of wish we had Alexis to do the church announcements and, you know, tell everybody to govern themselves accordingly. But you guys know on August 24th, the Florida Awards Ball in Tampa, they were moving straight on to Watch the Throne in Washington, D.C., sponsored by Lisa and Dante. We'll be in, the next weekend we'll be in Dallas, Texas for Icon, Larry Ebony's All Gold Everything Ball. The following weekend, we will be in Richmond, Virginia, October 11th for the Iconic House of Revlon Ball. And then I think after that, I hope we get to take a break for a week. But we'll let y'all know. So keep in mind and govern yourselves accordingly. And then, of course, in December, the first weekend in December, we'll be in Charlotte, where we will cause all the pandemonium in the world. So govern yourselves accordingly. Nobody's inboxing me or speaking. I kind of wish Rodney would hurry up. I guess they got a little busy. You know, I have to be very neutral. I have a ball coming up, so, you know, I can't talk about all of the scandals and all of the... It's definitely a 007 season in America, but because I have a ball coming up, I can't really play into that until somebody plays into it and we can discuss it. So,
baby, you ready?
There we go. How
many do you want it? How many do you need it? How many do you want it? How many do you need it?
Good evening, everyone. Thank you very much, Marcus, for assisting me in my time of need.
Sorry, I have a question for you, though.
I'm sorry.
When your servers are late for work, even if when your servers are late for work, even if like the bus or the train wasn't working, don't they get a major deduction?
No, their major deduction comes from them not being able to take tables because they're not here to take tables.
What about the cooks?
The cook is, I just have to go in there. He lose hours, too, because he's not getting paid.
Okay.
The store has to go on, and the store has to keep moving. That's why
I'm a stern manager. You come late, I don't care if you're late or not. The next week, you're getting one day cut.
What's going on, boys and queens? We're back. for another installment of the show.
What's going on? Okay.
Hi, everyone.
What's going on? I always have to give my
disclaimer.
Disclaimer. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys. I was going to give my disclaimer. The comments and thoughts and whatever is being said tonight are those of Rodney. Rodney alone. Not the House of Prodigy, no cocktail or anything. Just Rodney. Let's move on. Go ahead, Alexis.
No, I was just speaking to everyone.
Okay, welcome to the show.
You know, Shade, I thought you had Kelly on the phone.
You sounded just like her.
Trust me, she is trying. Every night I talked to her, she was like, girl, I need to call it.
Yes. Thank you, Switchboard, for getting that little bug out the system. Appreciate you as well. Always a pleasure to have Switchboard on here being so professional.
Major deduction.
Well, we had the OKI Awards Ball over the weekend. Congrats to all the other years. Congrats also to the winners of the actual ball.
Is Larry coming on?
Larry and Opie are supposed to come on. So, Switchboard, as soon as you get a number, if they hit here, please press 1, Opie or Larry. Come on the line to discuss the ball and everything like that. I really appreciate it, if you would. Also, I guess while we have a moment, the Midwest is definitely popped up 007.
A lot of chaos and ruckus going on tonight.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe you might discuss those, discuss, you know, things like that. It's 007 season in the Midwest, you know, a lot of the leaders.
I saw a lot of sparkly red shoes and, you know, subs and stuff. So there's no telling what's going on, but good luck to everybody.
Right, a lot of Stephanie Mills. I thought we heard it was called the Stephanie Mills effect.
Yeah, yeah.
It was, like I said, it was a little Kiki DC Bowl night type of thing where they said it was really, really fun and crowded and stuff like that. So they was able to have a little bit of fun in DC, you know. So the kids, they really don't do the mainstream mixed in with a few visitors. Is that you have a call?
No, go ahead.
That was Alexis.
Okay. So, Marcus, what was your ambition talking about? I heard him hanging up when I was calling in.
Thank you.
He was talking about his balls, and we went ahead and flashed him.
Also, on the agenda this evening, a few of the Revlons are supposed to be calling in. Speaking on behalf of some of the categories and stuff, just to keep the buzz out there, keep it in everyone's ears about the Revlon ball, which has been definitely a long time coming. So I don't know who Tony has calling in, representing his promotion squad this evening, but a couple of leaders are supposed to be calling in to tell us about some categories and different things. So
what ball is this, Rodney?
The Revlon ball.
Yeah, I need to talk to them because there's a lot of posts about boycotts and other rigmarole.
That's not what they
want
to talk about. They want to talk about the category.
It's public knowledge. They put it on the wall, so why can't bring it up?
You got to talk about that after the ball if it happened.
Oh, chill, honey.
So, Martin, do you have your list for the of the year?
Of the years. I have it on my iPad right here before she dies. Let me rush. All right. I'm going to start at the top. Can I skip some of the names that we don't know?
Right. Yes. Yeah, I mean, because of the radio station.
Oh, okay. Congratulations. Hello.
Hello. We here.
You said I could skip some names that we don't know, right?
I'm sure those people who earned their right to be other years' markers would like their name to be called as well, to be in like for 50.
If they don't travel, I'm not calling their name. Congratulations to Butch Realness, Transit Realness of the Year, Rafik Balenciaga, congratulations. Schoolboy Realness of the Year, Little Rye Balenciaga, congratulations. Congratulations to Pretty Boy Realness of the Year, Cash Ebony, congratulations. To Fatty Prodigy for winning Thug Realness of the Year, JD Prodigy for winning Executive Realness of the Year, Persia Ebony for winning Film Queen Realness of the Year, Superior Pachody for winning Women's Body of the Year, To Amaury Garcon for winning Butch Queen Face of the Year. To Gigi Chanel for winning Women's Face of the Year. To Cameo Prodigy for winning Butch Queen European Runway of the Year. To Carmen Chanel for winning Female Figure Runway of the Year. No, Ronnie, don't travel. Little Ann Balenciaga for winning Twitter Twist of the Year. Cam Cam Ebony for winning Junior Sex Siren of the Year. Zaya, I think his name is Zay Ebony, who won Catboy Sex Siren of the Year. Congratulations to Marquise Ebony, who beat Rodney for Best Dress of the Year. Light Bright, Junior Ebony from the West Coast, Sneaker versus Sneaker of the Year. Congratulations to Q Escada for winning Streetwear of the Year. Charles Prodigy for winning Overwear of the Year. Legendary Realness went to Rodney. He also won All American Runway of the Year and Missed Out of Town, I think.
That's correct.
Okay. Congratulations to Bizarre going to the House of Foray. Commentator versus Commentator, Styles Ebony. Jupiter Aga for winning Vogue Femme of the Year. Angel Prodigy for winning Legendary Performance of the Year. Congratulations to my sister, Erica Mizrahi, for winning Mother of the Year. That's over. Congratulations to Opie for winning Father of the Year. Father Opie Foray for winning Father of the Year. To Piggy Rodeo for winning Overseer of the Year. To Damon Foray for winning Male Figure Realness, OKI Male Figure Realness, excuse me, OKI Male Figure of the Year. New Male Figure of the Year, Daylen Escada. Little Rye Ebony for winning OKI Statement of the Year. And Locust Mizrahi for winning OK Star of the Year. He also won something else. I didn't know who he was. Oh, excuse me. She won Female Figure Performance of the Year and OKI Star of the Year. And congratulations to the House of Ebony for winning House of the Year.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
I skipped your name. Govern yourself accordingly.
And big shout out to the House of Candy for winning New House of the Year.
That was Shade, Marcus.
That wasn't on my paper. I'll post it. Don't make me post it.
Right. It's not on the paper. It's not on the paper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So congratulations to the House of Candy for winning New House of the Year. You guys definitely have a lot of energy, a lot of talent, and I just want to applaud you for being a new group of individuals that decided to start an organization together and then bring it to the ballroom scene. You guys definitely participated. You performed. You battled. You had a great showing. So congratulations to the House of Candy. Keep it up and get the squad out there. You OKI, then the rest of the Midwest, then the East Coast, then, you know, hey, everybody wants some candy. So big shout out to them as well. Participation, I want to speak on it because none of the people have called in to represent their blog, so I want to touch on it. The OKI, Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana, fought to be a awards ball with three states representing. You guys really stayed home. I mean, really stayed home. There was a lot of out-of-towners that definitely came in. Chicago is not part of the OKI, it's part of the West, but Chicago represented a little bit more. Also, there's people from Atlanta, South Carolina, D.C., Philly, you know, that definitely came to bring some talent and bring some competition to the floor to battle OKI. And you guys disappointed us. You didn't even show up.
Larry's calling in a few seconds.
Okay. Opie, where you at?
Got to get my charger. Okay.
Okay.
You have an incoming call.
Private caller, you're live. Private caller. Private caller, you're on the air.
All right, thank you, Private Caller.
Govern yourselves accordingly.
The people definitely, I was definitely disappointed in the attendance. I'm going to talk about the ball what I've seen from what I've been. So first you got to tell me what y'all heard, so then we can take the rumors and make it into the truth. So Alexis or Marco?
Hold on, one second. Private caller, going once, going twice, we're going to disconnect you. When you hear you're unmuted, how about you speak?
I mean, they really didn't plan.
Cover yourselves accordingly. You're flashed. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, Marcus, what all did you hear about the ball? Just allegedly, what did you hear? I'm not saying make a comment. What did you hear about the ball? Be honest.
I didn't hear much of anything. I saw some medallions.
Mm-hmm.
Medallions
were of the years, just for clarity. Uh-huh.
And I saw some trophies without a plaque on them. I'm so much more accustomed to that. I expect a little more from OKI. Maybe, you know, maybe things just didn't quite work out, or the plates didn't arrive on time or something. But
really,
I'm used to them having more than that. That wasn't expected from them.
You have to catch Marcus's underlying shade, but go ahead.
What was the shade? What do you mean?
Nothing, Marcus.
I got a ball coming up. I cannot.
I know.
I'm trying.
I know.
So it's not shade at all, honey. I'm telling you.
Well,
I'm just so used to them having, you know, pretty nice trophies. And then I saw that, and I was like, well, champ.
Well, whoever the subcontractors were for the event,
thank you.
The plates, the trophies didn't have any name placed on it with the event title or anything like that. But the trophies were nice.
Oh, yeah, the trophies were nice. They were nice size.
Yeah.
The category trophies were nice. Let's
of the years were the medallions. I've seen the medallions given out before at balls. You know.
So, Marcus, can we expect those in North Carolina?
What?
Carry
medallions.
On.
What are you asking? Medallions?
Medallions.
I considered medallions, but they would have to be a lot thicker and custom. Like, they would have to say, Marcus Escada presents Pandemonium and, you know, cut out. You know, it would always have to be something extra. But I still don't think I would give that away. Well,
okay.
I think the medallion idea is cute, but, you know.
And
just not for the years. I don't, and I say that because I want people, I don't want no bitch to be screaming, oh, bitch, I was Vogue Femme of the Year, and they really was Virgin Vogue of the Year. Talk about, see, she is talking about they should be legend.
They start out virgins and then make their way to regular status. I mean, they put in the work and time.
But yeah, they're producing a trophy out in the Virgin Vogue of the Year.
Where's the of the year, Marcus?
They didn't get people's choice version of the year. They got of the year.
That's true.
That's still a difference, right?
Yeah, it's still a difference.
Awesome. Back to the ball. Also, I like how the tables were set up. The actual table.
You have an incoming call.
Larry, Miss Rocky, you're live.
Hey, everybody. I don't know who's on
Larry, Miss Rocky.
You have Marcus, Rodney, and Alexis.
Hey, Marcus, Rodney, and Alexis. How y'all doing?
How are you, sir?
I'm good.
We were recapping the show. I mean, it was a recapping the ball, but we'll allow you to come on first to say whatever you want to say about the ball, about participants, about everything that happened, and then we will start attacking you after that. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, shit.
The floor is yours.
Oh, wow. I would say the ball started at, I think, the actual boss at 11:30. Opening and starting for the awards, probably an hour late. I was out I had to go rip him around and get the Works of Schoolboy. I thought I had him on my flash drive that I brought from home, but I didn't, so I had to go to a business center and print them out and stuff like that. So I got that a little bit late. I was satisfied with the grand prize category, the schoolboy category. I was disappointed in the drag performance category. I don't think everybody should have been chopped, or the one of the guys should have been chopped. Some of the judges.
Hold on.
How do you feel about runway before you go?
Is that you, Alexis?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
And I think the runway category was a kind of a tip or tat. I didn't get to see all the runway category, and I wasn't up there in the front to make any decision. So Opie was doing that. So I don't know what was going on with the whole runway thing. We asked for exaggerated hair or big exaggerated hat or hair, pretty much.
Right.
And I'm going to stop you with that
real fast, because when I asked one of the judges what did they get from it, they said they were told it's supposed to have been exquisite. And I was like, what did y'all get exquisite from? You're judging. You should have read the flyer in the first place to be more aware of it. They said, oh, but we heard exquisite. I said, no, the word was exaggerated.
Well, maybe they couldn't pronounce the word and they just guessed what it said.
That pretty much sounds like what it was.
Well, everybody's not
Rodney was
it.
The winner of the category, but Rodney, I didn't quite think your hair was exaggerated.
It was, Marcus. It was. Would you like me to tell you how it was exaggerated?
Please, enlighten us, because, you know, clarity is our friend.
Yeah, I had a hoodie wig on, which was went down, but my hair extended all the way from my head, all the way down my shoulder, all the way down my arm, all the way past my hand. That's exaggerated on both sides.
No, girl, I can show you pictures of girls having 54, and Butch Queens having 54 inches in their hair.
They look a fool, too, but that's not the topic we're discussing tonight.
Right. The topic was exaggerated.
Yes, it was.
I guess with your effect, you gave me like a Uncle Fester tee.
Oh.
Uncle Fester doesn't have hair.
Now, Uncle Fester, what was the one with the long hair? Cousin Ed. It gave me Cousin Ed.
Okay, well, Cousin Ed is exaggerated hair.
Was that your aspiration?
No.
Oh.
At all.
Moving right along.
Saquon, X-Miss Rahi 007, please call in.
So, yeah, the runway thing was, but in order to keep everything just keep it going and going, we just said just whatever happens, stayed. Twist was fun to watch. I enjoyed watching that. The Ebony Boys won Realness. I really liked the way he looked. I think his name is Brooks or Bricks or something like that.
Yeah, Bricks, Ebony.
Yeah, that's a new OKR resident.
Yeah.
Bricks. From North Carolina?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You have an incoming call.
Hold on, Larry.
571-337.
Hello.
Hi, Saquon?
No.
Hello?
Hi, this is my first time calling.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Diamond Albion.
Who?
I can't hear you.
Diamond Albion.
Oh, how are you, Diamond Albion? Are you feeling better?
I'm blessed. Thank you very much.
Good.
Hi, Diamond. How
good.
Are you?
I thought I would just check out your show. It's my first time coming on. Hello, everyone.
Okay. So we're recapping the show right now. I'm recapping the ball from this weekend. We'll give you a moment to listen. And we're going to have the promoter from the event to continue to discuss it. And we're going to place you right back on hold and give you a chance to speak once he's done.
Okay. So if you press 1 to take your hand down, if you want to comment or something, you can press 1 again.
Thanks for reaching out.
But, besides that, it ended, I said 2 o'clock. They gave us like extra minutes, whatever, to finish the category, the grand prize category or whatever. All the categories went by pretty fast.
So, Larry, were you able to finish the whole ball?
Yeah, the whole ball was finished. The whole ball was
gave out all your cash?
Prize. Yeah, everything was given out.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, of course, people came. I think
four people came.
Of course,
the people came late.
People came late because they're so used to, you know, being at late events, whatever. So, you know, I think people were arriving at 1 o'clock and stuff like that, thinking there's going to be.
Thank you for your entry fee.
You know, right. So, you know,
who did the trophies? Well, now who's responsible for the trophies?
I had someone
be mindful
of what you say,
Larry.
Larry,
there's only three names you can use. Who's responsible for the trophies? Larry, Ron. Those are only three names you can use.
Right.
Okay. I was responsible for the trophies. I had to get them at the last minute, so I didn't get to view anything before I start unpacking everything. Because mind you, I do live in Atlanta now, so I left Atlanta and drove up to my location to pick them up and came back, and there was a lot going on. So I didn't see the trophies until the night of the ball, actually. So that's why they were missing nameplates, and I was kind of like, "Wow, you know," because I've never had issues before about.
Yeah, that's not like you. Yeah, we said that. That's not like you.
Yeah. So.
Well, it was a false alarm, people. He passed off his assignment to someone else, and they gagged him. It's all right. I mean, at least they were pretty nice trophies. Not
right,
a medallion
nice
trotted.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Not a medallion trotted. There's no shade.
No, we've always given medallions out. The thing about it, we've always given out medallions for other years.
Really?
That's
been
all
the time
we've
been
wanting
now.
This is true, Marcus. That's true.
Oh, okay. Well, I scratched that. It's a tradition.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And also, who were responsible for the tables?
I wouldn't say anybody really was. I just, you know, think about what needs to go, and you just said we'll do candy and sandwiches.
Okay, well, I definitely appreciate you for some fresh catered Jimmy John's on the table. So all three of you guys
was very,
thumbs up.
I was very appreciative of those sandwiches.
Yes, God.
Well, Olivia Pope, the one in question right now, she said she was, for the record, she's not the subcontractor.
She what?
She has other things to worry about.
Olivia Pope, since you're listening, can you just go ahead and press one? We can go ahead and get you out of the way next.
I don't even understand why they let her walk with the name Olivia Pope. That's just talking my daughter's name like that.
Don't do that. So, Larry, who were you expecting to be there that just kind of paid it?
Expecting, like, honestly, I'm going to be honest and real with you all. Like, I wasn't expecting a whole lot from this event, as you all could probably tell, honestly, because, like, my drive, you know, had kind of went down for it. You know, the only reason why I still did it because it was in Kentucky, and I'm the person in Kentucky or whatever. So, you know, there was a huge difference between the promotion, between this and Behind the Music, you know. So it was just, I owe this to my community in OKI to do this event and everything like that. So I really wasn't expecting, per se, you know, people to show up, honestly. I just knew it would be more of an OKI crowd, more than out of town.
Right, but
like
the OKI crowd kind of disappointed you, right?
No, not really.
Really? I mean, I just know there's a...
Marcus,
he said
they didn't disappoint him.
But that wasn't the question.
Can I ask a question?
I said,
Hello?
Who is this?
Hold on. I just want to ask you a question, man. You wasn't expecting people to show up, but you had made this ball. You made this ball for people to show up. You made this ball to make money at the end of the day. And you made the ball.
That's disrespect.
No, that's not disrespect. That's just business. It's business wise. It's best for business. It's best for business that you don't beat around the bush. Just say you wasn't ready for it, man. Say you couldn't take on the task. You can't take on the task.
What
can
he ready for?
Look, man, stay out. Look. When the fire is hot in the kitchen, stay out the kitchen if you can't hang with the big dogs. I mean,
what
yeah,
he
do? I mean, you
he
do
all his money.
You do it. You passionate about what you're doing. If you passionate about what you're doing, then do that event and be passionate about having people there. And don't beat around the bush saying that I could do this. I did this. But yeah, you know, shoot. Man, it didn't work out or whatever. Man, look, you just beat around the bush and said that, yeah, I wasn't expecting people. Man, you should expect people to come up to your ball or come to your ball, period. You should expect people to come to your ball, period.
No,
you know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say, man.
Let me respond.
And it's constructive criticism. It's not an insult.
I know that. Let me respond. It's different when I promoted my ass off. I've had people I was expecting to come. I didn't promote my ass off like I did for Behind the Music. Everybody knows I've been successful at balls for over 10 years doing stuff in my region. So me
Larry,
not expecting people at an event.
He don't come out of damn D.C.
No. He doesn't. But the thing is, when you put in a mind frame and you have something planned already, I would be mad. I would be mad that people didn't come out. I would be upset.
No, I really wasn't upset. I mean, it was, you know, it was an event that was planned already. Then with me moving and everything like that, I'm in a transition phase, so I'd rather me still do it than not do it at all, and then people be like, oh, dang, what happened? So I did what I was supposed to have done. I did my part. If they didn't come, it's on them. They didn't come. We still gave them the ball, gave the money out,
Hello?
Gave them the awards, all that
Hello?
Stuff.
Yeah.
Am I here?
You're here.
So my job was done. I don't go off expectation. That's how you fail.
But for the person that inboxed me that said Bishop has a point, Bishop does not have a point. You cannot expect anybody to come to your ball. That's when people get upset. They want to fight. The only thing you can expect is to you put out your event and put your best foot forward. And whoever, but you don't know what can happen. The day of a ball, it could snow. It could be a fire. It could be an earthquake. You have no control over a ball at the last minute. And we hope those things don't come. I remember one New York City Awards ball a few years ago. We couldn't get past D.C.
Has any of those people ever put a ball together?
Probably not.
Thank you.
I don't know. Maybe.
Keep on, Larry. You did what you did. You had... Unlike other people, at least you did do what you were supposed to do. If no one showed up, that's fine, but you did your part as a promoter. You provided a function. You provided a coin. You gave out everything. You did what you had to do, and that's it. To hell with anybody else, what they got to say, their opinion. They can shove it up their ass.
Yeah, I mean, I can't control the crowd. I can't expect the crowd to come. I want them there, but to expect them, I'd be a fool.
Right.
Hell, I expect more people
that's
to come behind the music.
Now. Girls counting on the
like,
door.
Oh.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the problem now. Yeah, you don't depend on that. I think that I will say this, Larry. I from the pictures that I saw in participation, Cleveland has such a large intake. You know, they had a few balls that counted, but it didn't seem as though they were there.
Yeah, you can say that. I mean, but Cleveland never really came to Louisville a whole lot. They will be more in the Columbus area. They don't really travel past Columbus. Most of the crowd in Cleveland. I mean, big up to the House of Candy. The House of Candy, they're a new house down here. When in the Ocala area, they are really, you know, doing something representing the city of Cleveland.
It's like candy.
Yes, they are. Yes,
congratulations
they are.
To the House of Candy.
I gave them a shout earlier. They definitely are. Yeah, because I was, you know what, I just thought about it. Where was Overseer Black Mizrahi at and stuff like that? I was just thought about that.
Well, black men, he had a situation that came up, so he told me he couldn't make it, so stuff happened.
I just thought about it.
Now, what I will comment on are these people that say, oh, after a ball happened, I'm so glad I didn't go. You didn't go because your craft didn't work.
I'm so proud of y'all saying, like, y'all, 99% of the time it's true.
Right.
When you sit here, if you're that, I see if you have something else to do, because now, sometimes I'll say that a day or two after the ball, but if you're on the computer as soon as, let's say, a ball ends in an abrupt fight or something, and you're the first one on Facebook to be like, I'm so glad I wasn't there, bitch, you were sitting at home waiting on the result. And y'all know it's true. The ball, Marge, that's how I know when a ball ends or not, when the bitter bitches who couldn't get there are on computer saying, oh, I'm so glad I ain't go. I rest my case.
I will ask you, who are you referring to, but I know you got a
ball. It's different people every time. It is.
Right.
It's no shade. It's a bitter bitch in every city.
Also,
I'm so glad I didn't make it.
What I was going to say, Larry, because you was talking about the times and different stuff as far as the ball starting and the award ceremony and all everything. Yes, I'll be there at 10 o'clock. I did oblige. I definitely came in and say, Larry, I'm here at 10 o'clock, just like you asked me. So kind of get some people. People were outside in their cars and stuff like that. Some people were there. But, like, when Erica and the rest of the Mizrahis, who is, like, the host family of the ball, why do they still get there late? I feel like that's a disrespect to the promoters, because that's your family that you expect them. If you are putting out there, be there at 10, and they come stumbling in there at 11:15, 11:30, what is your take on that?
I mean, I wasn't there at that time, so I don't know what time they came in. So, I mean, usually my ritual is when I go to a ball, I'm setting up, I'm doing whatever, I go, I set up, I stay for like the first 30 minutes or whatever, then I go home, take a shower and change to come back, and then,
you knew they wasn't there at
10 o'clock. Right. I mean, I texted
them
too. Right. I mean, but she also had to pay too, so that's her loss. But I really didn't have a say-so on them being there on time like that. I just was like, I mean, I didn't see them come in, you know, or what time they arrived. I mean, they could have came in at like 10:30 or something like that, you know. Everybody's, you know, not on time all the time. Things do happen, and I know female figures take a while to get ready.
And then the female figure is with the other Butch Queens that makes the whole rest of the house, and then you are the leader of the house that makes everybody else come late too.
Right. So,
well, y'all can be late to everything except pandemonium. Doors open at 4. First category will start at 6 o'clock on the dot, I promise you. And the first category tonight is women's sex siren.
So y'all got a few extra minutes.
No, I would have. If I was a house that had a chance, that might be the one point y'all lose by.
Oh,
you would gag, wouldn't you?
Oh, no, I mean, I understand. I'm just, you know, being facetious with the people. And that's what they would say.
Oh, yeah, they got an extra 5 minutes, I guess, if that's how they feel.
I'm going to put a challenge out there to y'all, not to you guys on the phone, but to Bishop, who's on hold, hopefully. We have a ball in D.C. coming up. If you are actually at Watch the Throne, you can be a co-host for the recap. I want to hear
for that one night, right?
We would like to hear what you have to say about the ball that you actually participated, that you actually came and was able to voice your true opinion on it. So, you guys, you know, want to help Bishop?
And Bishop, I'm gonna challenge you even more. I'm gonna pay you $30 to Dante and leave it at the door, so your name will be at the door.
Bishop, you accept that?
If we don't want him to press
my own air.
He's on. Yes, you're on, Bishop.
So what's the stipulation again?
I said you must be at the ball. If you have paid admission, so you are a guest at the ball, just as long as you go to the ball and you can be on the show and recap with us. You can be a co-host for that one day.
Okay. Well, when is the ball?
The ball is September 27th. So you have
September 27th.
A month and some days to prepare, get your nice outfit. You know, find someone for your father. You
thank
have to
you.
Get what you need to do
yes.
to get to the ball.
Okay. Okay, September 25th. Okay, not a problem.
September 27th.
September 27th.
You said 20. You said what?
27.
Okay, 27th. You said it's at the upscale?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. That's not a problem.
All right, thank you. Put it back on hold.
If you talk nice to Alexa, she might send you a Uber.
You said you would pay my $30, right?
Your $30 will be at the door, and if you don't show up, Dante just got $30 from me.
Okay.
All
not
right,
a problem.
Thank you. Place on hold, please, switchboard. Yes. Thank you. Don't you think that was nice, guys?
I'm taking that Monday off if he show up. I'm on vacation.
Rodney, let me tell you something, Rodney.
Yes.
You tried that.
Alexis, can you set him up for Uber?
Please,
we want to make sure he has no excuses.
I sure will.
So, like, the grand prize was the Four Horsemen. Okay, we're going to talk about this for a little while. Well, for a minute. The Four Horsemen. Well, four of anywhere. Why is there Four Horsemen on the flyer? But I also received word that it could be four of anything.
Right. When I wrote it, the theme of it was Four Horsemen. It wasn't brought like the Four Horsemen, you know, the actual story or whatever. It was just because the theme was four or whatever, because of the fourth.
What
year,
story?
So,
what story about Four Horsemen?
No, how the Four Horsemen were the they did something I forgot.
Like, it was death, famine.
Oh, shit! The only Four Horsemen I knew was Ric Flair.
Right, that's where I got it from too. So I googled it.
Oh my god! The only Four Horsemen I ever knew.
Oh my god.
If you were searching the category, you would have been like, bitch, that's not right.
Yeah.
What's up?
So you had one team that brought it as far as what they read from the flyer interpretation. Then you had another group that was four, but they were the four Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtles.
Congratulations.
Well, no. What it was is there were four four Twisters.
Right.
That's what their four was. The Ninja Turtles.
Right,
because
there's
Twisters.
Only three Ninja Turtles, aren't they?
No,
four
it's four. Donatello, Michelangelo, Raphael, and Leonardo.
It's four. So both teams were four Twisters, so we'll just take away the Four Horsemen period type thing. And then the House of Candy was four Vogue Femmes.
Right.
Okay.
No, because I thought the female figure was in there.
No.
You have an incoming call.
404-441, you're live. Going twice. 404-441, are you here? We're going to flash you. We're going to govern yourselves accordingly.
I gave
thank you for
car,
reaching out.
You slid the car. You put the 499s in there. Took out the breakfast sandwich.
I forgot to put the
homemade.
I'm sorry, guys.
Well, I didn't know there was four Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles because that show went off in my eyes about 20 years ago.
It still comes on television, Mark, because it's still on television.
I don't watch cartoons anymore, doll. I'm 31.
The movie came out Friday, too, as well.
Okay, well, I didn't go see that. I ain't been to the movies in about 6 months.
If you have a television,
well, Mark, I'm sorry you had a deprived childhood. You didn't know that there were four Ninja Turtles.
I remember there were Ninja Turtles, but I didn't remember how many there were, bitch.
It was four. And around
I have a hard time remembering my pin to my motherfucking debit card. Y'all asking me to remember.
It was four turtles and a rat leader. Yes.
Right. Master Splinter. I knew the T. That would have been over there. That person in the Midwest, they call Master Splinter in the production, bitch.
Yeah.
Baby, she ain't had to do much.
No, it wasn't a female figure in there. They was all four boys. She was
believe the girl from the House of Candy, she used to be a Pachote.
I think she is a female figure. Well, the one that did Storm.
She wasn't in the battle.
Oh, she was just in the production?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't watch all the production. I watched
that's
the first 2 minutes.
I'm telling you from somebody who's actually at the ball. That's why I'm coming from.
Okay, well, okay, back up.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's how that went. And then, you know, I expected to be a little more team, but I know one team had to drop out because their live got out on them or whatever. And so originally we were going to score them on their look, their concept, and their performance. And the top two teams, well, I'm sorry, the first and last, it had been tournament style pretty much. The first and last team would have battled, then the second and third team would have battled. But there are only three teams, so the two lowest teams have to battle first. And that was the House of Candy and the first set of twists, which was Bubby, Sky, TQ, and
Jameek,
right. And then they battled the House of Candy. And Jameek's team stayed. They had the battle. Pooter, Jeter, Man-Man, and
Indigo.
Indigo, yeah.
Indigo.
And I think it was three turtles left, and then Jameek. Jameek sat Man-Man, then Pooter ended up beating him, and Pooter's team won. I think it was a tiebreaker, too, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it went.
Larry, let's start, because I always hear Jack when he he makes his announcements and he's calling the judges and the participants and stuff. Besides the contestants, you are the most important part of the ball. How did you feel about the judges? And were the original judges that you had assigned to judge or that you asked to judge?
You asked it too nicely. Were those second string judges?
The only one that was a second string judge was.
It was just so shady.
The only one that were second string judges were Jeezy Ebony, Carmen Chanel, and Vic Prodigy. That's the only ones.
Well, how many judges did you have?
He made three out of the seven, didn't he, Vic?
No, so that was like a second half, you go to the second half, so you had the different judges get up. So the ones that switched off.
Oh, and Shadina. No. They had asked her. Ron had asked her.
The original
those three.
The original judges got up and let the other house members sit down. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, Carmen was there from the beginning, from the first half. Cash got up and G sat there, and then Fatty got up. Fatty was judging for Prodigy and Hannah was there.
Right.
But I think for their area, they were definitely qualified judges.
Mm-hmm.
They all are statement, you know, strong.
Of the years.
You know, of the years. $1,000 winner. Yeah. So, yeah. I wouldn't consider them second string, no shade.
Well,
that
I don't.
Your, that
this,
was,
this,
that
this,
was,
this is this is this is the thing.
Turn,
this is
Marcus,
how I do.
What you said?
Right.
What you said was,
I do. I do my judges differently. I try to pick judges by region, not by houses.
Really? Is there a particular reason why the legendary Tyana Anthony didn't go up there?
That wasn't a reason. It's just they
didn't
ask.
He didn't.
No.
He didn't want
her
up there.
No, it was just in the, because they had picked one Ebony judge or whatever, and they had called to see if they had two judges, and I was like, no, everybody has one judge for certain right now. So we didn't know who was coming or not. I originally had asked Banks to judge. Banks said he was walking. So I asked Banks that, you know, months ahead of time. Then I wanted Toya to come judge, but she was in New York, but then she ended up showing up at the last minute. I didn't know she was even going to be there.
Legendary Tyana Ebony, would you like to press 1? You're texting me laugh out loud. Please press 1, doll.
Yeah, she called me earlier.
So what was
she said no. She said no comment.
I got a question.
You have an incoming call.
Hold on. Sorry. Can somebody look at the number?
Yeah, it says 347-215.
With Jason.
Right. 347-215-6800? Right.
Why that number sound familiar?
Because it's his show number.
Oh, okay. I thought, wait a minute. You want to make a left on the street right here.
Okay. Thank you. They took your hand back down. Sorry. 347-215. So what was Tayama saying?
You said what?
What was she saying about judging or something?
Well, she didn't say anything, but I remember the controversy last year for OK Awards.
Go ahead and turn.
Some people's names were
go
listed.
Go straight.
Alexis.
I'm sorry.
There were some people names who were not eligible to be on the judging list, and that list leaked, and some people were very upset. There were some very notable names.
Let me say this now. There was no quote unquote no list of people who are blacklisted. There are people who we didn't want judged because they do certain shit. That's the difference. And the names were. I really don't care.
The names, I mean, it wasn't my last ball.
They still knew who they were. Everybody knew who they were. It was DeMario was one. I love him by the death, but he carries on the panel. DeMario was one. Amari was another.
Right here.
Let's see.
Right here.
One, two. And then it wasn't like it was a consensus. It was like, you know, it's a 2-to-1 thing. If 3 people doing it, 2 people say something goes, then, hey, you got to do what you got to do. So they didn't want Banks
on
up
the
there.
List.
Who? Oh, and Derek. Yeah,
Derek came on the list.
Yeah,
Amaya.
Amaya was one.
She wasn't judging, I'm sure.
No, we're talking about from last year. You know, we didn't want, you know, because it was a voting process. When the votes went down, that's the names that came up, how it came down. This is how it was, because we see the girlfriend shit that happens. I've seen it with my own 2 eyes, and we were like, you know, we don't want to bring the shit from Chicago trickling down here, because something happened at a bar in Chicago one time. No matter of fact, it happened in St. Louis. So shit happened with St. Louis with Derek and them, and Derek and Banks, whatever, in St. Louis or whatever. And our ball was like the week later or something like that. It might have been Amari. I don't know who it was. I forgot who it was now. But they were like, you know, the Wars Law is coming up next week, whatever, in Indianapolis, so we'll get y'all there. And we were like, we're not doing that shit here, so we stopped it. So just to avoid it. I like all that bullshit that they were doing in St. Louis and Chicago, they're bringing it here in OKI. He said no, because those were the ones that were starting the shit the time.
So Tayana was never on the list.
She never was, no.
Sis, you could judge.
We was having fun on the side. She,
Well, I know she's not ever pressed about it.
The thing about it is, yeah, and then I mean, if it was that big of a deal, I wouldn't have had them judge behind the music. Certain people's names.
Well, and that's kind of how we figured it wasn't just your. You know what? I got a ball coming up.
No, I mean, of course, the thing about it is, I'm going to take it. It's like, Marcus, it's like you was the awards ball. If 3 of y'all doing it, 4 of y'all doing it, but you're the one that's going to take a shit for it because everybody knows you're promoting it the most. They see your name the most. They see you the most doing everything. So I take the flack, but I don't really care. It happens.
So with now you living in living in Atlanta, who's going to take your spot for Louisville? Off of Kentucky.
That I don't know, hasn't been discussed. The person would have to be Erica. That's what I would assume. Or I would say Erica or maybe Persia. You know, Persia lives in Indiana. She lives across the river.
Right. She lives in the Louisville area, right.
Yeah, so between Persia and Erica.
Okay.
That's a lot to see doing it.
Okay, I'm going to ask this question. I saw that the your resident commentator, usually you guys have Greg, and for some reason on Facebook he was under the impression that he was coming to Kentucky, then all of a sudden he wasn't coming. Would you like to talk about that?
I wasn't responsible for Greg.
Oh. Okay.
Bradley promoter wasn't discussed with you on why he wasn't coming?
You said what?
I said, but as part of the promotional team, did it discuss why he wasn't coming?
I honestly don't know the final reason. I just heard he wasn't coming, and I said, okay, what we got to do to fix it. Pretty much.
Okay.
No. And as far as Janal, he had an issue with his car and stuff. That's my son or whatever, so that's why he couldn't make it. He told me in advance he couldn't make it. So, you know, I called up Memphis and asked him, could he do it? He said, yeah.
Okay. We'll make shout out to Memphis and Opie. For getting it started and carrying on through. Big shout out to Opie for, you know, saying, oh, shit, fuck that. We got to go. We got to start it. We got to do something. So big shout out for you guys at least, you know, trying to get the ball rolling.
Did y'all do a ball of the year and all of that this time or no?
Yeah, we did. I believe Behind the Music won ball and flyer. I'm not sure who won trophy. I'm not sure if it was me or Black that won trophy of the year. I'm not sure.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, so that's not on the paper either?
No, that wasn't on the paper.
No, yeah. It might have been 2 pieces of paper. I just put up.
Yeah,
the people were asking me for stuff, and I just put the first sheet of paper out I saw and took a picture and uploaded it. So I didn't see the rest of it.
I had the other one that had all that on there. I forgot to bring it to work with me. Yeah.
So you're really thinking this is your last ball or just a last ball for you now?
I'm like 80% sure.
It's your last ball for now or for...
Period.
I don't think that's like so, but okay.
you say what?
Because of the transition to Atlanta and the Mizrahi leadership phase type of thing, I think you probably will just slide right into that role and be part of the alliance and different things like that and have a voice.
I don't know. I went to a semi-alliance meeting and it was just a lot. I don't know.
Well, all alliance meetings are a lot. It's no shade. You can't just blame them.
No.
They're all foolishness. They're all foolishness. Believe me. They're all foolishness.
It was rather interesting. It was very much just chill. That's what the vibe I was getting. I don't know the history of the alliance from down here, but just from the way they were treating a certain individual, it was just like, damn. It was like,
what it is in Atlanta, though, because you have so many legends and icons there. There is an hierarchy.
Egos.
We were talking about this a few weeks ago. There is a ballroom hierarchy, and people really do have to realize whether they fall in that hierarchy. And when you actually think that your shit is equal to somebody's, and not just on status, sometimes somebody who really doesn't have any status still has a lot of say, a lot of influence. That definitely is the truth in Atlanta. They have a lot of influence. They can move things. And people need to know where they fall at, you know.
People like who?
I got a ball coming out.
I'm sure that won't affect your ball.
it's a lot of people that need to learn its levels to the shit and learn where they fall. A lot of people.
In Atlanta?
A lot of people. Nationally.
Well, who in Atlanta, I'm asking?
Marcus? I'm not going to say. I'm going to be a punk bitch. Larry, I want to say I have a major ball coming up.
Well, all right, Larry. Thank you for calling, and glad congratulations again on your ball in OKR.
Before you go, Larry, do you have anything? Have anything to say on all the 007 fever in the Midwest? You have a lot of 007 fever.
I live in Atlanta. So I don't know.
I know where you live, sweetie.
Listen,
I wasn't talking about today. I'm talking about just all over. It's definitely more than today.
Well, I haven't really paying attention, honestly. I really haven't.
Shout out to Alana and Derek 007.
No, it's Alana.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. Alana and Derek and TJ. I think I'm not sure. I'm just getting fine.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook news feed.
No, for record, I said Alana and Derek. That's all I said.
Alana, Derek. I think some other statuses, you know, but I wasn't really paying too many attention.
Who is Brooklyn, Father Brooklyn Revlon?
Logic.
Logic 007, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, who the fuck is Brooklyn Revlon? I don't know damn Brooklyn Revlon. Okay.
That's his name this quarter.
Okay, well, thanks, Larry, for calling in. Congratulations once again on the OKR Awards. I'm sure you probably have something else coming up. And we will see you. We will see you soon. Oh, well, I'll see you.
Alrighty.
That's wrong. That's
right, I should. I'm trying to get there, yeah.
Okay, then. Thanks for calling.
All right.
All right.
Was she trying to say we was boring you?
Fuck yes.
Well, what do you want to talk about? That was the show.
You guys have 11 minutes before we go into record mode. 11 minutes before we go into record mode. So hopefully the Revlons will call in with their representatives. TJ, I think he said he had something to say, but the people are trying to tell him to stop talking, period. That's what got him in trouble. But if you still have something to say, TJ, call in. Press 1. We'll love to hear from you.
Shout out, congratulations to Christian Balenciaga for winning the $500 at the toga party.
Did y'all see that shit that Derek J had on?
It's going viral with Derek J had on.
Well, since we have a few minutes, I actually wanted to start off the show with this. St. Louis. Like, what's going on? Like, what is really going through people's head right now?
They're mad. Oh. They're upset as hell, and they're going to get some free shit. I'm glad they have upgraded stores though, because bitch, when they let that QT gas station have it for no reason.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, what is that going to accomplish?
Well, sometimes you have to let them know you're upset. I mean, rioting kind of work at some point. You're not going to sit here and take it down. You're going to lay down and just let the people fuck you. A 16-year-old person who actually is his family, he's related to some people in ballroom, and just was shot, and the people are saying
I know the problem. I know. I mean, I kind of read a couple of articles. He was shot actually, 10 times, if I'm not mistaken? I think I read that somewhere.
He didn't resist at all. So what?
Right. Well, what I'm saying is, the people they should be mad at, they should be tearing up the police station like that. I mean,
you can't tear up police station.
Okay, but they're tearing up people's businesses. Like, they didn't do anything to you.
Well, I think it's more of a argument in big business. You know, the white man is holding us down, so we're gonna hurt.
Well,
the white
man. I was in a group and someone said, "Well, we kill each other all the time, and it's no problem. But when someone from another race kills us, then we want justice." I mean, like, it's just a lot.
Did they say the cop was white?
I don't know. I don't know.
They just said it was a cop, and I mean,
well, every picture that you see is a white cop standing over him. So, I mean, I don't know the logistics of everything, but what I'm saying is that when it's just a ongoing thing, like justice is the same across the board. It is no matter if it's white, black, or whatever. But how I feel is like you're tearing up these people's businesses. You don't know whose business you're actually tearing up. Because once they start looting, bitch, you see the shoe store, you go to the shoe store, somebody probably worked hard for their business. Now, because you guys are upset because this child was killed, and I do have sympathy for that, but why are you taking it out on these people's business? Fuck up the police station. That's what you go do. That's who you're mad with. That's like if your mother had a store and wherever you're from and they tearing up your mother's store. It's like, she didn't do anything.
Yeah, but it's hard. They're not hurting. They're hurting these people's businesses, but those businesses are insured, you know. So
every crafter's excuse, oh, girl, they're insured, they get it back.
And ultimately they do get it back.
Not all the time, but go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, as in, you go in a store and you riot, you rob, there is insurance out for that. I mean, now they're going into, you know, other stores, because I still didn't understand what was the point of going to the out of all the stores you can go to in St. Louis, you know, you went to the gas station and you stole some cookies and candy and water and ice cream. I hope y'all got the gas. I hope y'all were smart enough to get the gas. But if not, you know, it is what it is. But I think we need to pray for St. Louis. I think they're hurting, just like when Rodney King in L.A., they were upset. You know, the riots in Detroit, everything. People get frustrated. After Martin Luther King died, you have to let... Sometimes you have to act ignorant just to show that you mean business. You're not going to take it laying down. The only reason they didn't riot after Trayvon Martin was because the mother requested not to. Larry said he'd like to come back. Larry, please come back. Can y'all press? Larry, press 1.
Oh, yeah, Rick's there.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk on this riding thing. I think this is my opinion on it. I feel like they're riding because they want to be seen and be heard, but they're destroying their own neighborhoods. Because when the ride's over and done with, they got to go back to the neighborhood and they have nothing there now. They're complaining about not having anything. Then they're going to devalue their own property value. So I feel like if they're really going to do something, they should go riot downtown where the tourists
thing. Neiman, Saks, and all those places, and you know, make it worthwhile. Right,
yeah.
Like go some places. Y'all down there stealing Remy and Virgin hair and like the fuck. The one guy
Father Harold Balenciaga. If the show's so boring, you can always press 1 and enlighten us, or.
You would like her insight on the rioting and things, his opinion. He's good, very good with that.
Oh, the girls say God, no. I'm just saying what they said. I guess you have low ratings too, Carl.
My brother's very insightful when it comes to... I just think...
He didn't say nothing after Donye's flop. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I got a ball coming.
Oh, shit. Did you say after Donye's flop? Mm-hmm. Y'all remember, I told y'all Marcus wanted Donye to fail. I told y'all that. Remember?
I didn't want anybody to fail.
I wouldn't call Donye's ball a flop. I think it was one of the most exciting things I've been to in Atlanta for the whole year.
That doesn't mean much. That didn't mean much.
Marcus is so shady this quarter, man.
That's like saying your child is the head in the handicap class.
Wow. Yeah. So what are you trying to say about Atlanta?
He ain't saying nothing that they haven't said.
That's what they're giving this year. They said, you know,
for you to claim you was the best of the year, you was the best of amongst the worst. Everything was bad. they compete against each other. I mean,
Marcus, you got a ball coming up.
I know, but this is what they said. I'm just quoting what they said. They're not going to be mad at me for saying it. Because I'm paraphrasing. I'm just putting a little, I'm not even putting more to it. That's exactly what they said. They didn't even lie. Are we livening it up for you, Harold?
Oh my God, not done, yay.
What?
You got Harold about to become a defense attorney.
Oh, I forgot he was a
I was trying to spark it. I don't think Harold took the bait.
Never mind.
What?
I forgot. I know I was going to assist him. I forgot what call I was on with that. And that was said. Somebody had brought up the sex siren category on a call that I was on earlier. And the people had gave another
chance. Larry, what do you consider a flop?
Me, what do you consider a flop? Doing half the ball or... Yeah, not getting through three-fourths of the ball pretty much. Or no, I say half the ball.
Claire, I want to remind you, I had a ball with 8 categories and nobody read. Not one read. In fact, they gave a life.
But what's different, I mean, you had high participation. That's a difference. If you don't get through the ball.
What makes the ball a fly?
And you're also known for having good functions, bitch. Keep it cute.
No. This was the second ball we had. They really. I thought the girls was gonna light us. They paid.
What ball was that?
The second awards ball when Drag's Realness was 1,000. We did 8 categories. Mm-hmm. And mind you, they was almost all realness. We did realness, and we did runway, and we did Drag's Realness for 1,000. We did no voguing at all. There was no voguing all night.
Well, that sounds like a good function.
Mind you, we started about 9 o'clock, and we went to about 4 o'clock in the morning, and there was still no voguing.
What the fuck?
Gang it right. Know how it happened. I think a flop is when it's levels to a flop. If your ball is anticipated to have this overcrowd and then it doesn't meet that expectation,
can people anticipate to have a big crowd?
Because you've had a big crowd before. Like it's no shame, the D-up ball, I think it ended up being like 330 people. That's an average ball. But when you talk about the D-up ball having 2,000 people there 7 years ago or 6 years ago, it's a flop.
You have an incoming call.
I think I was at that one.
803-239, you're live.
Hello.
This bitch.
Hey, everybody, this is Africa.
What's going on? How are you?
I'm okay. How y'all doing?
All right. Are you our Revlon rep for this evening?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we did...
they couldn't say nobody better?
All right, Africa. So give us a little bit of what to expect on Columbus Day weekend in Richmond, Virginia. I know you guys are going to do a few categories each week. So what category will you bring us tonight?
One second.
410. You have an incoming call.
410-522.
What's up, y'all? It's Marquise. What's up, sister?
What's going on,
Marquise? Nothing. Okay. Your lines are full. It took me a minute to get through.
The loud
before,
really?
Yeah.
Based on this conference?
Yeah.
And Harold, you trying to talk about we boring?
Can I ask you a question? Are there going to be cupcakes on this table, on these tables at the front of my bar? That's all I need to know.
I don't think they got into the planning part as for table stuff as of yet.
Well, I need to know before I make a plan to come or not. Because if there's no cupcakes, I'm not coming. It's just bottom line.
Just for you, Alexis, it'll be cupcakes.
Shut up. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Liz.
So you thought you were going to say something else. Do we have another? We have Africa representing realness. We have Marquise representing legendary performance and maybe other stuff. Is anybody else calling in, or is it going to be you two guys for the night?
I think it's just going to be us two.
Okay, well, Revlon, the scandals will resume 10, 11, 14. The floor is yours. Let's start with the lady.
Well, sis, what y'all need to expect in Virginia is just nothing but scandals after scandals after scandals. Every category is cash, and the house that wins the most cash gives an additional $2,000. And basically, it's just like, you know, expect the unexpected, basically. So just save the date and mark your calendars. October 11th is definitely going to go down.
So how much are y'all giving out?
We want everybody to come and support us. Everybody should come.
How much are y'all giving out in total, Africa?
I don't know. It's a lot.
Yeah, everything. Each category for cash.
Yeah, and I think like the lowest category. That's an additional $2,000 for the house that wins the most cash. See, every category is for cash, and I think the lowest cash category we have is like $150. So just say the Balenciaga one, just say 10 categories and like a total of like maybe $4,000. Like they'll get an additional $2,000 because they would have asked the house to actually won the house with the most cash.
Okay. I got you. Okay.
Yeah, you got Big Boy's Performance for $100. You got Hand Performance for $125. You got Butch Performance for $125. You got Woman's Face for $150. You got Virgin Runway for $150. Executive Realness, $150. Drag's Face, $150. Virgin Performance, $150. Twisted versus Vogue Femme, $150. Butch Queen Body, $150. Film Queen Body, $150. Urban Streetwear, $150. Transman Realness, $150. Pretty Boy, $200. Owe, $200. Legendary Realness, $200. Female Figure Foot and Eyewear, $200. Male Figure Foot and Eyewear, $200. Woman Body, $250. Film Queen Perfect Tens, $250. Big Girls Perfect Tens, $250. Butch Queen Perfect Ten.
Big Girl what?
Alexis, that's not scandal.
Oh, no, Marcus, because if... Never mind. I just keep that in
mind. Perfect 10.
Yeah,
perfect 10.
Go ahead, Marcus. Finish up the amount.
Butch Queen Perfect 10 for $250. Butch Queen Face for $250. Ronas as a House for $250. Performance as a House for $250. Runway as a House for $250. Sneaker versus Sneaker for $300. Butch Queen Schoolboy for $300. Women Figure Runway for $300. Butch Queen Realness for $500. Drags Realness for $500. Film Queen Realness for $500. Film Queen Sex Siren for $500. Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500. Legendary Butch Queen Face for $500. Realness with a Twist for $500. Legendary Performance for $500. Best Dress, $500. Butch Queen Walking Wonders, that's runway, for $600. Butch Queen Vogue Film for $600. Legendary Runway for $750. Film Queen versus Drake's Performance for $900. Film Queen Face in honor of Mother Danielle Revlon for $1,000. And the grand prize, the house with the most cash, for $2,000.
Okay.
So the girls better get that film queen face. That's going to be a big help.
So, Africa.
Yeah.
What exactly is your category calling for since we have you on the line and then I come to you, Mark?
Which kind of drag realness is two parts to this category? Number one, you have to come as a boy. And part two, you have to come back as a girl. You can be Banji or Classy. If you are Banji, please don't forget your bangles. But it's just basically getting back to the art of the category of Butch Queen and Drag Dronus.
Hold on. Lonnie, could you please mute your phone, please?
I'm sorry. They answered it. Gotcha. Go ahead. Go ahead, Africa. And how much was your category for, Africa?
500. Would you not live?
500.
No, I can remember. He said so many numbers. Okay, 500.
Okay.
So, Alexis, you heard what they were saying for your category, Jack Trilla?
Yes, I think I might have to peel at night.
they said no facial work.
I got no facial work, Mr. I'm natural. Ain't no stealing this mug.
Yes. Okay, and Marquise, your category is 500. I think I heard you say that, 500, correct?
Yeah, legendary performance for 500.
Okay, is there any stipulations or anything, or just bring it, or how's your category?
It's basically open to all legendary performers, and you have to catfish any legend of your choice from either their outfits or their vote for your tens.
So you want them to bring it like someone.
You can bring it like them, or you can
or
something that they how they vote and stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Are we doing the guessing game, or we should automatically know?
You should see the resemblance. Say, for instance, like if you have, for instance, Angel coming over there looking like Prince, and you think it's Prince, but then you realize that it's Angel. But she might have did something that made you, either she coming out there looking like Prince, or she might have did a move that was like, that's not the Prince who did.
Okay.
So you gotta kind of like pick the legend that you're doing and kind of catfish something of their style.
It's a legend is emulating another legend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me tell you how slow I was just now. I was thinking of the performer Prince, then it dawned on me who y'all was talking about. Okay.
Prince the Blonde.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That should be interesting to watch. Definitely should be interesting to watch. So I guess Africa category would have to be spaced out and made a list of the girls who actually were the boys to know who they would be transforming into or what they would be transforming into.
and also, if anybody has any questions, for, like, the categories, you can go to the event. Like, if I was saying, if anybody had any questions, like, for the categories and stuff, you can go to the event page on Facebook.
I have a question about the Defiance file. How will a house win that?
What you mean?
At the beginning of the description, it says the Defiance file will be given to a house. Will give any house the power to eliminate any opponent. But there's one catch. This file will only be up for grabs in the first half of the ball. So be on time and send out your best. So how would that actually be awarded, and what will it actually eliminate them from?
Well, we're still actually working on that part as a whole. So basically Tony can answer that question for that part.
Okay.
Because we haven't really fully covered that part yet.
Oh, it's a secret, a scandal. Okay.
Yeah, that's a scandal. It could be a part of the scandal.
Laura?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, how are you?
Hi, Laura.
I'm doing all right.
Laura, hey, Laura.
Major deduction. You're going to get down.
Hey, Laura.
Excuse me?
Thanks, Laura, people. Major deduction. You come to work at 2 hours late.
I was fucking his boy. I'm sorry, y'all.
Fuck
a pack of bags for some ass. That ain't happening, honey.
Yeah, Mark, because Laura, we'd be ready to get off the show if the Rebels would have called in. We'd be ready to terminate.
Hey,
Rev Laws.
Y'all talking about the
Rev Laws? Yeah. Do you have any questions for Father Marquise and Overseer? I don't want to call you a long time. Overseer. Oh, okay. Oh, God, I hate that. Mark, any questions for Marquise of Africa while we have him on the line?
Did y'all discuss the legendary performance category yet?
Yes, you missed it. You got to listen to the archives.
Okay, well, if y'all allow me to be messy for just quite a few moments. I mean, it's
my
job.
I'm using
my
phone.
It's my job to be messy, so I can, I think I should be allowed to do what I need to do. I've seen a lot of posts from various Revlons about, well, especially Boogie. For instance, I was hoping he was calling in so I could ask him personally what was going on, or the rumors of the houses that are rumored to be boycotting the Revlon Mall. Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. Africa, you there? Go ahead, Mark. You just said that, right?
Hello. Yeah, Africa here.
Okay. Oh, okay, go ahead, Africa.
You want to say something, Africa?
Wait, Africa is back a Revlon? Oh, that was quick.
Go ahead.
So anyway, like I was saying, what's going on? Like, what's happening with this quote unquote boycott?
Call drop.
Call drop.
I got her.
Overseer. Hello.
We're here,
hello.
Laura.
Yeah, I'm still here. I don't know what happened to Africa.
She's bringing her call.
Somebody will answer Alexis' question?
No, Alexis is bringing Africa back so she can say the question again so Mokeith and Africa can answer it together.
Okay. Wait, is Mokeith still on the line?
Yes, Mokeith is still here.
While we're here, we're gonna give a special shout out to the iconic Robin Williams on his passing.
That's sad. He committed suicide.
Y'all really think he committed suicide?
Yeah.
They say he was dealing with a lot of depression.
So back to my question.
You know, a lot of stars do that. You know, the stars be doing that. They be overdosing on kills and everything else. They be carrying on and just. It might have been his kids. They need to check his. They need to check it. Check the handwriting on the note.
Check his secrets.
Did you get her?
Yeah, she's
Wait,
in
Mark,
Africa.
Who's the contact of y'all ball? Oh, never mind.
Go ahead, Alexis.
So, as I was asking, I've seen various posts from various Revlons, especially Boogie, which I hope he had called in tonight, about a quote-unquote boycott. So do you know what's going on with this whole boycott situation and where did it stem from or what have you?
I don't know, like, all the details. You know, it's just kind of like rumors and hearsay.
Okay.
I mean, I just personally feel as though those that are going to support are going to support. Those that are not, I mean, the show is still going to go on.
Right.
And it's still going to be a fair ball. I mean.
Africa, okay. So what else did y'all hear that was
boycotting
them? You have an incoming call.
We have a caller, 443-529, you're live. There you go, 443-529.
Hello, Father.
I think that everybody knows that number there. Hello, Alexis. What's the question?
As I said earlier, I've seen various Revlons, especially Boogie. Like I said, I wish he was the one that called in. I want to ask him myself. There are rumors that certain houses are boycotting. I did see a post where Ms. Rahi had inboxed Lawrence and was saying something about a boycott or their post might be boycotting or whatever. But I've talked to several people, and that's not true. But do y'all know where this all stemmed from, or is it just allegedly rumors?
I think you saw, if you saw Boogie post, you saw Lawrence post, I mean, you had to see my post also. I'm going to say exactly what I said in my post. This House of Revlon have been out for 25 years. This House of Revlon have supported everybody house, have supported everybody on the East Coast, West Coast, and or for the last 10 years. To be exact, last year we won House of the Year in every state. So if anybody want to boycott, like my post said at the end, it's not called a boycott. It's called a can't take. That rumor about the House of Mizrahi was boycotting, that definitely can't be true because they ordered two tables. So
right.
So that rumor right there is not true. Now, you saying, you asking us the question, it seemed like you know the tea. So what's the tea?
If I knew the tea, I wouldn't ask.
Oh, okay. Okay, if you don't know it, I don't think Marquise know it or Africa know it either.
That's why I said I wish Boogie would have called in so I could have asked him.
You know, it's a bunch of rumors. It's a bunch of rumors. It's a bunch of, and people go through this No matter who ball it is, it's always some kind of rumor of boycotting. The only thing I would have to say, Alexis, granddaughter, the House of Revlon did not believe in boycotting. Nobody ball. So if not even a boycott, that's on them. You know, but we don't boycott. We have had problems with a lot of houses throughout our years, and we always go there and support. You know, and I feel that every house and everybody should support the House of Revlon. If anybody have anything against Tony, they take it on the Tony Revlon Present something, not the House of Revlon. I have nothing to do with this board by myself. It's the House of Revlon Bowl.
Okay.
Did the Chanel's buy a table?
Who?
The Chanel's.
Yes, it did.
Okay.
Okay, I thought you was in the Chanel.
That wasn't me. I didn't ask about them.
That was Laura, Dad. That was Laura.
Oh, okay.
My hey, bad. Y'all showed and sound alike.
Yeah, everybody
hey,
says
Grand
that.
I do apologize about that, Laura. But it was nice talking to you, Marcus, Laura, Alexis, son, Rodney.
Thank you.
And Marquise, I will speak to you later on today. Y'all
all
have a wonderful day.
Great, Diddy. Tony, I got a question for you real quick.
You have more questions?
No, that wasn't
just
Laura.
That's Laura.
I got a quick question, Great Diddy. Is Jay commentating y'all ball?
Is who?
Jay?
Jay who?
Yes.
Jay Bonnet?
Yes.
I can answer that now.
Laura kept asking that question.
Okay, well, I'll be there. I'm coming there. I'll be there. All right.
And Alexis, we will have cupcakes.
Okay, thank you.
I better hide them.
All right, Marquise and Africa.
All right, guys. Thank you, Pops, for coming in and clarifying that question for Alexis.
Well, you know, I think the ball is going to be cute because their last ball that I remember was in 2006 or 5, that was, I think it was, at Philly.
Yeah, you remember who won the grand prize?
Who won grand prize?
You have an incoming call.
Your mother, Milan, and Pony, they won grand prize.
Huh? Hold on, y'all.
Tag team performance.
929-210, you're live.
That wasn't it, that one.
929-210. You're on the air. All right, thank you. Thank you, Switchboard.
All right, where was
Marquise.
It?
Yeah.
What was grand prize at your last ball? Your last ball was called Total Destruction?
Yeah, it was Total Destruction.
The grand prize was tag team performance, right? It was like $2,000.
I can't tell you offhand.
I think Pony and Milan won. Laura, step your game up.
That was.
It was at a gym. It
was
team
performance,
I think.
It was at the L&J Hall.
The last ball was at the L&J Hall, and Dramatics was in all black with white clothes.
Right, because Ricky won. Ricky won soft, and Tony and Milan.
I'm talking about grand. It was grand prize was. I'm sure it was $2,000 team performance. I have it on DVD.
Girl.
So what house y'all think going to come through on October the 11th?
House of Dollars team, though.
Laura, really?
Prestige.
Well, the Prestige has been wearing House of the Most trophies the last, you know, last two functions in Philly.
Sure, no, that was in Philly. Wait, the ball is in Maryland.
The ball in Virginia.
They
no, it's in Richmond, Virginia. Virginia.
I mean Virginia, right? Virginia,
yeah.
Right. I'm sorry, in Virginia. Oh, wait, it's in Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Why did I think I was? It was in Maryland for some reason.
Watch the throne.
Switch boy is having the most memory problems. We told you what all it is.
Oh my god. Switch boy, that's a mandatory ball for you.
Yes.
What? Laura. Marquise in Africa. What category do you guys look forward to seeing the most that's not your category?
Go ahead, African. Go ahead.
Mine would be Kim Queen and Butch Queen Drag's performance for the 900.
You said Kim Queen versus Drag Queen?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you a question, Africa. With just having it for 1,000 in North Carolina and two or three girls participated, what makes you think the turnout would be greater? I mean, not because it's a level involved, but I mean just the participation from the girls doing that category when it was 1,000 but for free in North Carolina. What's going on with that category?
I mean, personally, you know, I don't know why, you know what I'm saying, people don't come out and, you know, walk like, you know, like they used to when I first started walking. But, I like giving life to those, you know what I'm saying, that actually come out and support. So, I mean, hopefully the girls do come out for the 900 and, you know, really put on a performance. But, I mean, if they don't, it's kind of like they don't. I mean, I think it's kind of crazy. I mean, I agree, like in North Carolina when it was free and $1,000 in, that's what, two or three people walk?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
In a row.
Hmm. I mean, it's just, it's like
Africa, I'm glad y'all giving them something because guess what? They won't get a dime from me for a long time. So they better enjoy that. They better enjoy that 900. In fact, I wish y'all could make it $999.99. And it'd be 900 battles for them. And they still ain't $1,000 girl. And, you know, because they won't be getting a dime from me for a long time. They go on the list with Schoolboys and
Pretty Boys.
Streetwear. I'll give the Pretty Boys another chance.
Okay.
No time soon, but they'll get a check.
And just think about it, Marcus. When you had that thousand for Butch Queens, right, there was a lot of people in line for that.
Right, it was. You know, I don't know what happened that night. I guess the girls were feeling it. Definitely, we didn't think they was gonna come out as boys
or
nothing.
Drag runners is hardly ever for $1,000 anyway. So if you had that for $1,000, them drags don't come out the woodworks, baby.
About 60 of them are film queens now. But
speaking of drag realness, Africa, I'm looking at a picture of you out of drag. You're so pretty out of drag. And Malaysia.
Oh,
what
I
was y'all doing?
Bitch.
What was y'all doing? Why was she so drunk like that?
We was in Myrtle Beach. It was Malaysia birthday weekend. We was just really having a good time. We really don't drink. We really don't drink like that. So
she turned up and fell down.
Well, while we speaking on that, can y'all get me a helicopter to come to the ball in Richmond? It's much cheaper to travel to D.C., so I just need a helicopter from D.C. to Richmond. I need it to land on the roof at the ball. You got your people call my people?
And that's how you coming through for your category?
What category do you want?
Excuse me, Laura. You know we can't discuss that on the radio, but I was.
No.
I was actually going to come out at a ball later this month, but
no,
we had changed it.
you know, you have to still do
then
that.
Marcus, didn't you want first time in drag or something? I remember something you
did.
Oh, shit.
You know, I walked the realness with a twist. Miss Singh. Oh, okay, thank you. Tread lightly.
Yes, ma'am. Twister.
Girl, Miss Marcus. Cat.
Oh, okay. And I thank you.
Wait till I become father and scholar, honey.
No, no, no. We don't allow people from Savannah to be overall.
Keep it cute, bitch. Anyway, does anybody else have any more questions for Marquise and Africa concerning the Revlon Ball, which will take place October 11th in Richmond, Virginia?
Well,
you know,
well, Marquise never got a chance to say what category he was looking forward to seeing. All
right.
I'm actually looking to see all the talent that come through for all the categories, but I would love to see all the legends come out for performance and for film queen
no,
face.
Okay, well, hold on. We're going to let him know that. Marquise,
oh, well, besides mine, I would like
major
to see
deduction.
Film queen face.
Film queen face, okay.
Yeah, I like to see the girls come out.
Are the film queens in the drag for the performance category? Like, until one is left standing from each side and then they battle for the cash? Like, how is that working?
Yeah, it's going to be 2 trophies, 1 cash.
Okay.
Cool. And for this film queen face category, Lord, you know, I've done that a time or two, too. Do y'all want them to kind of recreate a moment of Mother Danielle, or do y'all want them to do something that they feel as though she would have done or she could
have
done?
They have to come in one solid color, and they have to be in one solid color.
With an unforgettable entrance.
Yes.
Oh, and speaking of that, I'm going to take
you know
out
Danielle
some of y'all
coming,
girls,
Danielle
y'all
through,
do not
yeah.
to do that Barbie doll effect that Ms. Danielle did. I hope everybody don't do that. And certain girls
okay.
need to stay clear of doing that. Please don't. Please.
Well,
I'm
if somebody needs
now.
A Barbie box made, I know somebody that could do it for overpriced.
Maybe if it ain't
that would be a
Baldwin
moment, though.
Somebody's sad, like a Raquel or somebody.
Well, hold on. Well, Laura, please don't roll one of your kids out there in one of them cheap-ass blow-up beds with rolls on, with you know, with some rollers on it. No, we're not trying to see that.
On the air mattress.
Now, we know Skateland is known for late evenings. How true are y'all to y'all start time?
We're very true to our start time.
Okay, and the start time is?
Yeah, that's true.
What time y'all
no,
start?
And what time are y'all starting? Or hope to start?
Marquise?
Hold on, I'm coming. I'm sorry.
Alexis, before we do that, we have to do things that make you go, and then you know,
right,
we can wrap it up. It says doors open at 11:45. So, I mean, is it safe to say 1 o'clock or earlier?
Hello.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. What were you saying, Marcus?
We see what time the doors open, but what time do y'all, you know, intend to start? So
1 o'clock.
Time.
I'm sorry, my phone, yeah, I'm on my house phone and my cell phone, acting up. Yeah,
oh, okay.
It's
we forget
at 1 a.m. Oh, no, we're rising.
So that's even worse. Okay.
Wait a minute, Alexis. Who you with, Alexis?
She has H2O.
No, I actually have T-Mobile.
She has H2O, whatever it's called.
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
I know you ain't talking when you call your phone. It says off.
No, he might say it's off, but everybody know my phone isn't off. You know, try again. Brush yourself off.
I'm just telling you what it's saying.
You probably dialed the wrong number.
No, anyway, before we get on to that, any more questions? Because Mark is about to get red.
I can read you. You can read me.
I have a comment for all the girls. What you got? You have Trilogy or y'all Perfect 10?
Perfect tens. Simply perfect tens.
Okay. 33.
Oh.
That's going to cut that line down then. Yes, God.
Well,
about time.
Paris will not be eligible to walk this time, ladies. Virginia was a spot last time, so you girls can come back and avenge your losses and tear it down in Richmond, Virginia, once again.
Message.
And y'all, she's actually sponsoring the category, so it's 33-33 face, body, and realness.
Okay.
Wait, are we doing perfect tens?
Or are we doing trilogy? Right. She's simply perfect
tens. Okay, that means they gotta get they need to be tens for all of it, right? They need to be tens for face, body, and realness, or face, whatever the three.
Yeah,
y'all.
Face, body, and realness.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, well, that just
no, at first you said 33-33. I was electric shook. Because
that's what she meant.
That means they might be wild. No, I mean, this is different. Spin Queen Perfect 10 and that 33-33 shit, that's a whole different thing.
Right. Well, Lord, we can't supposed to be able to get 10 for faith, 10 for realness, and 10 for...
Right, that's what I was about. Right, because that 33% means that's less than half faith, less than half body, less than half realness. Like, yeah. That means a lot of the girls be walking.
That's the percentage that they normally use for trilogies. It adds up to 100, so you give... A 33, 33, and 33.
That's why you have 100 bricks up there, honey, when you start having that 33 shit.
Okay, but yeah, definitely. And Paris is sponsoring that category. It's for 1,000. You said Africa?
No,
it's 250.
Okay.
You trying to get her in trouble, bitch. Paulo, repeat that for the record. We perfect chances for $250. Don't be looking for no additional $750. Nobody's coming up with no more money.
Yeah. Sorry. Yes. Well, okay. Well,
you'd like to thank you guys for calling in.
Definitely. Give us a little insight. Thank you, Father, for coming on too. I know you couldn't help but press one on that one. Good question, Alexis, to bring the dogs out.
Uh-huh. I know how to stir a pot every now and then. I ain't lost my touch.
Yeah. Okay. Well, guys, we're going to actually end the show right now. So, Africa and Marquise, you got to tell the guys goodbye and thanks for calling in.
Africa's gone.
Oh, she's already gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to say good night to all of y'all, and hope to see everybody October the 11th in Richmond, Virginia, for the Revlon Ball.
All right. Thank you. Laura, last in, first out.
Good night, everyone.
Alexa.
I had another pot to stir, Rodney. Damn.
Right.
Jesus.
Hold on.
Laura's still there.
Okay.
What's the pot?
Go ahead, Lex. I'm sorry.
So, Laura, being that you are kind of a around-the-world person, how do you feel about this 007 frenzy that's taking over the Midwest?
No comment.
No comment?
I have no thoughts about that. I can't speak on that right now.
She is fucking. She doesn't know the tea.
I can't speak on that. I don't. Let me shut up, Marcus. That's not.
Wow.
I have no comment.
Before we go, we must play ballroom things that make you say and everybody gets one, and then we can close out on that. Laura, your ballroom things that make you go
Just listening.
We're going to hang up on you. You're going to get a major deduction on your paycheck this week. I promise you.
I don't even have one either.
Oh, you know what? And you were playing on your phone, Miss Thing, we demoting you to Tuesday nights.
Marcus,
My ballroom thinks that, they said you declined from your Tuesday night crew, too. I think ballroom things that make me go, commentators not knowing the day of the ball, they're not high.
Oh, wow.
People getting in drag, being drunk, throwing their dick.
You're disrespectful. You're disrespectful.
Oh, my God.
That's something that
she said if you call her, she will come.
She's here?
She did. She said if you call her, she will come.
Well,
so somebody got called in because she can't, unless you're on the line, bitch, you can press 1.
Hold on. You know, I don't mind calling a bitch.
Things that make me go, would be people that just went to 007s in the Midwest, but they're about to join Chanelville in the next month or two.
Oh.
TJ 007, you're live on the air.
What's up? Hold on, what's up?
Where are you
sitting? Hello?
Hold on, I'm making movies.
You making a movie?
Hello?
Warning! Freak alert! Warning! Freak alert!
No, I was at the movies watching Get On That. What's up?
Oh, you're at the movies. Oh, we apologize. The way you was in Marcus' inbox, we figured you were free.
That was how long ago? No, I was tuned in because I had people texting me, so I was just listening. What's up?
Oh, okay. We see that you had a story you wanted to break. You said you had something you wanted to say tonight, right? Or you changed your mind?
Oh, no, I just said I was coming on in case if someone had something to say, then I would come on.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I didn't mean to interrupt your movie. I did hear about your fiasco over the weekend and you was in drag drunk or something, however. But,
I wouldn't call it drunk. I did have a few beverages. Shout out to the bartenders.
Yes, God.
So what happened, TJ?
Well, kind of sort of like the same shit with Kelly, but in a different situation. I have voiced my opinion about the situation that was going on with the house, and it got took back, but it got relayed in a whole different content to what it was, and it resulted in me being removed from the house.
Okay. Well. Maybe it's something that happened and changed. It may go back or whatever. But, you know, enjoy your movie. Have a good night.
All right. If you need me, just call me.
All right.
Okay.
I guess. Now, wait, hold on, back, because I heard Lauren starting hers. What did she say?
She said her was, you're 007, but you're inquiring about going back. You're supposed to be going back to Chanel shortly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it was nice, y'all. I'm tired. I had to work all night.
Yeah, it's okay. So you guys have a good night. And
Marcus, she might be quiet.
No, he said that he can't hear us or something. And yeah, because we're ready to get off anyway, so he's okay. He don't have to come back on. Shout out to Bishop and Marquise and Africa for joining us tonight. And Laura, as always, Alexis, always a pleasure. You guys have a very productive and safe week, and we'll be back on Monday to recap a couple of balls. I'm not going to say the name of the balls since we can't promote them, but we'll be on the show to talk about two events that will take place this weekend in New York City. Until then, we'll see you guys later. Love you all.
The New York City Rumble number 69, Heat Wave. The Latex Ball Aftermath, Sunday, August 17th in New York City.
Your cash categories include Step Queen Big Girls Runway for 100. Open to All European Runway for 100. Step Queen Body for 100. Butch Queen Tanks for 100. Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realness for 100. Woman's Vogue for 100. Woman's Best Dress for 100. Butch Queen Foot and Eye for 100. Butch Queen Vogue Femme Dramatic for 100. Butch Queen and Drag Realness for 100. Butch Queen Sex Diamond for 100. Mini Grand, The Leticia Effect. Femme Queen Performance for $200. And your mini grand number two, Butch versus Trans Man, All American Runway for $200. Your grand prize, the coin flip. Butch Queen Realness with a Twist for $500. To ensure the ball starts on time, grand prize will be called exactly at 12:30 a.m. Again, that's the New York City Rumble, number 69, Heat Wave, the Latex Ball Aftermath, Sunday, August 17th, at Club Espolitas, 301 West 39th Street, between 8th and 9th Avenue in New York City. Admission, $20 all night. Doors open at 10 p.m. LSS, 11:30. And again, grand prize will be called at 12:30 a.m. Contact Jack Mizrahi for more information or visit Facebook's event page dated August 17th. The New York City Rumble, number 69, Heat Wave.
Legendary Mother Power Infinity, Icon Angel Milan, and Icon JoJo Ebony bring you the Come Together 2 Ball, your 2014 Florida Awards Ball, benefiting the Tampa Metro Wellness Center. Some of your cash categories include Pageant Gown for $200, Open to All Potluck Virgin Performance, Butch Queen's Up and Drags Realness for $100. Butch Queen Realness, Thug versus Pretty Boy versus School Boy. And your grand prize, Open to All Performance for $1,000. Again, that's the Come Together 2 Ball, your 2014 Florida Awards Ball, Sunday, August 24th. Your location, Sky Tampa, 1509 East 8th Avenue in Tampa, Florida. Your host and MC, the Icon Jack Mizrahi. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated August 24th. Legendary Mother Lisa Prodigy and Dante Balenciaga bring you Watch the Throne 2.0, Once Upon a Star, Statement and Legend, Saturday, September 27th in Washington, D.C. Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realness, Mr. Disney for $1,000, Femme Queen Realness, Pretty versus Banji versus Executive versus Big Girls, Battle of the Girls, Pretty Girls as Sleeping Beauty, Banji Girls as Princess Tiana, Executive as Mary Poppins, and Big Girls as your Fairy Godmother, all for $1,000. Open to All Legendary Performance, The Wizard, Ease On Down This Road for $1,000. Your mini grants include Femme Queen Sex Siren, Jane, Tarzan's Loyal Companion for $500. Femme Queen Perfect 10, Ariel, Showcase in Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Femme Queen Performance, roots. Rapunzel, Rapunzel, Rapunzel. Let your hair down and bring us a heel. Just as high as you dare for 500. As well as a host of other cash categories. That's Watch the Throne 2.0. Once Upon a Star, Statement and Legend. Presented by legendary mother Lisa Prodigy and Dante Balenciaga. Saturday, September 27th in Washington, D.C. Tables $200 each until August 1st. Thereafter, tables will be $250 each. Tables are seated, first pay closest to the stage. Admission, $30 all night. Your commentators include the icon Jack Mizrahi, the icon MC Deborah, legendary RJ Carrington Balenciaga, and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Elite beat by the one and only legendary Von Allure St. Laurent. For questions, comments, or concerns, send them over to watchthethrone2.0@gmail.com or visit Facebook's event page dated September 27th.
The icon pioneer, Larry Ebony, presents the 24-carat gold ball. All gold, everything. Saturday, October 4th, in Dallas, Texas. Grand prize number one, tag team performance, The Lost Treasures of the Texas Republic, for $1,500. Grand prize number two, Open to All Realness, for $1,000. Grand prize number three, Femme Queen Face, The Battle of the Goddesses, for $750. Mini grand number one, Butch Queen Senior versus Junior Sex Siren, Hercules versus Aries, for $500. Mini grand number two, Tag Team Best Dressed, one male figure and one female figure, for $500. Mini grand number three, J-Rock Ebony presents the Ultimate Catboy for $500 and many other cash prizes. Again, that's Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. The icon, pioneer, Larry Ebony bringing you the 24-carat gold ball. All gold, everything. Testing with our bonding prosperity gets you in for free. For more information on Dallas Southern Pride events, contact J-Rock Ebony via Facebook under J-Rock Dupree or visit www.dallassouthernpride.com for more details.
The iconic House of Revlon has been presented in national scandals many times, but has always prevailed. So on this night, it's your turn to make a scandal of your own. Saturday, October 11th in Richmond, Virginia, the iconic House of Revlon brings you a national scandal. Some of your mini grands include $500 for Butch Queen Realness, $500 for Drags Realness, $500 for Femme Queen Realness, $500 for Femme Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 for legendary Butch Queen Face, $500 for Realness with a Twist, $500 for legendary Performance, $500 for Best Dress, $500 for Butch Queen Vogue Femme, $600 for Butch Queen Runway, $750 for Legendary Runway, $900 for Femme Queen vs. Drags Performance, and $1,000 for Femme Queen Face
in honor of Mother Danielle Revlon. So be on time and send out your best. We've seen it time and time again. Grand prize winners as a house with the most trophies. But tonight, it's the house with the most cash. Whoever's house has the most cash at the end of the night will be awarded an additional grand prize of $2,000, along with an 8-foot trophy. That's right, the House of Revlon brings you a national scandal. Saturday, October 11th in Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Doors open at 11:45 p.m. Your commentators for the evening, the Scandalicious Duo. For tables, they're $200 apiece. Contact the iconic father himself, Tony Revlon. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, dated October 11th, a national scandal.